Hi, my name is John, and I'm a sinner. That is my ultimate problem, but the good news is that God and I are working on that, and that there is this community that Jesus started where the worse your story, the warmer your welcome, and you and I get to be a part of that. And we're finishing up today looking on step six of the 12 steps. Became entirely ready for God to remove our defects of character. Now, in biblical terms, the removal of defects of character is called sanctification. To make us right, to make us whole, to make us holy, to make us healthy, to redeem us, to empower us to be creatures of authentic goodness from the inside. Love, joy. It's a word, unfortunately, gets associated with sanctimonious and lots of stuff that we don't like. But it is the ultimate redemption of a human life. It is the only thing, actually, that can make a person have a meaningful, whole, satisfying, and good life. And it is God's work. I can't do this myself. So Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. I love that. Not just sanctify, but sanctify you through and through. Your heart, your mind, your brain, your appetite, your stomach, your kidney, every part of you, your little hands and your little eyes. We need this because right now we are unsanctified. We got real problems. And then we get defensive about that. So we are not entirely ready to have those defects removed. And we start challenging people if they call us on them. I remember being in a church back in the Midwest years ago where there was an argument going on and somebody had clearly been engaged in wrong actions. But when another person tried to call him on it, he got real huffy and said, are you trying to question my character? And the correct answer would be, that's exactly right. Because that's just what is needed. That's what's needed for me is someone to question my character. And our spirits get all prickly around this stuff. There's a wonderful little passage in this book, 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, talking about what we're looking at right now. Let's ponder the need for a list of the more glaring personality defects all of us have in varying degrees. To those having religious training, such a list would set forth serious violations of moral principles. Some others will think of this as a list of defects of character. Others will call it an index of maladjustments. Some people might prefer the term ways in which I have been the victim of systemic injustice. Some will be quite annoyed if there's talk about immorality, let alone sin. But all who are in the least reasonable will agree upon one point. There is plenty wrong with us. All of that. There is plenty wrong with us, and it's going to have to be worked on if we're going to be able to be persons who are worthy of life. So just pause right now and say, there's plenty wrong with me. What does it look like when a person goes to the point of becoming entirely ready? What's the pain? What are the evasions? What are the excuses? What's the surrender of the will? I think the most powerful story that I know about this is written by C.S. Lewis in his little book, The Great Divorce. So I want to read through it, just make a comment, and then ask you to, as best you can, take step six and tell God that you are entirely ready. This is a very gripping, fictional, dramatic encounter. A Great Divorce is a story of people who have been living in a kind of hellish, twilight gray community. They're given a chance to go to the mountains, the foothills of the place where God is, of life together with God, of the kingdom. And they all face battles, letting go of their character defects, becoming entirely ready. And this particular scene, C.S. Lewis is observing with his mentor, George MacDonald. And they watch what was perhaps once a man, now a ghost, with a little lizard on his shoulder. The lizard represents lust, could be any character defect. And an angel is offering an opportunity for God to get rid of it. And the ghost has decided, not going to happen. Not entirely ready. I think I'll go back down to that twilight gray, tiny, miserable little hovel. And the angel asks, off so soon? Yes, I'm off, said the ghost. Thanks for all your hospitality, but it's no good, you see. I told this little chap, here he indicated the lizard, he'd have to be quiet if he came, which he insisted on doing. Of course, his stuff won't do here, I realize that. But he won't stop. I shall just have to go home. Would you like me to make him quiet? Said the flaming spirit, an angel as I now understood. Of course I would, said the ghost. Then I will kill him, said the angel, taking a step forward. Oh, ah, look out, you're burning me. Keep away, said the ghost, retreating. Don't you want him killed? You didn't say anything about killing him at first. I hardly meant to bother you with anything so drastic as that. It's the only way, said the angel, whose burning hands were now very close to the lizard. Shall I kill it? Well, that's a further question. I'm quite open to consider it, but it's a new point, isn't it? I mean, for the moment, I was only thinking about silencing it because up here, well, it's so damned embarrassing. May I kill it? Well, there's time to discuss that later. There is no time. May I kill it? Please, I never meant to be such a nuisance. Please, really, don't bother. Look, it's gone to sleep of its own accord. I'm sure it'll be all right now. Thanks ever so much. May I kill it? Honestly, I don't think there's the slightest necessity for that now. I'm sure I'll be able to keep it in order now. I think the gradual process would be far better than killing it. The gradual process is of no use at all. Don't you think so? Well, I'll think over what you said very carefully. I honestly will. In fact, I'd let you kill it now, but as a matter of fact, I'm not feeling frightfully well today. It would be silly to do it now. I'd need to be in good health for the operation. Some other day, perhaps. There is no other day. All days are present now. Get back. You're burning me. How can I tell you to kill it? You'd kill me if you did. It is not so. Why, you're hurting me now. I never said I wouldn't hurt you. I said it wouldn't kill you. Oh, I know, you think I'm a coward. But it isn't that, really it isn't. Let me run back by tonight's bus and get an opinion from my own doctor. I'll come again first moment I can. This moment contains all moments. Why are you torturing me? You are jeering at me. How can I let you tear me to pieces? If you wanted to help me, why didn't you just kill the damn thing without asking me before I knew? It would be all over now if you had. I cannot kill it against your will. It is impossible. Have I your permission? The angel's hands were almost closed on the lizard, but not quite. Then the lizard began chattering to the ghost so loud that even I could hear what it was saying. Be careful, it said. He can do what he says. He can kill me. One fatal word from you and he will. Then you'll be without me forever and ever. It's not natural. How could you live? You'd only be sort of a ghost, not a real man as you are now. He doesn't understand. He's only a cold, bloodless, abstract thing. It may be natural for him, but it isn't for us. Yes, yes, I know there are no real pleasures now, only dreams. But aren't they better than nothing? And I'll be so good. I admit I've sometimes gone too far in the past, but I promise I won't do it again. I'll give you nothing but really nice dreams, all sweet and fresh and almost innocent. You might say quite innocent. Have I your permission? Said the angel to the ghost. I know it'll kill me. It won't, but supposing it did. You're right. It would be better to be dead than to live with this creature. Then I may? Damn and blast you. Go on, can't you get it over? Do what you like, bellowed the ghost, but ended whimpering, God help me, God help me. Next moment, the ghost gave a scream of agony, such as I never heard on earth. The burning one closed his crimson grip on the reptile, twisted it while it bit and writhed, and then flung it, broken-backed, on the turf. And it appears that both it and the ghost are dead. But then there's kind of a rebirth, and what was a ghost becomes a glorious man, and what had been a hideous lizard becomes a fabulous stallion. And there's a conversation between C.S. Lewis, who's watching this, and his mentor, George MacDonald. "Do you understand all this, my son?" said the teacher. "I don't know about all, sir," I said. "Am I right in thinking the lizard really turned into the horse?" "Aye, but it was killed first. You'll not forget that part of the story." "I'll try not to, sir. But does it mean that everything that is in us can go on to the mountains?" "Nothing, not even the best and noblest, can go on as it is now. Nothing, not even what is lowest and most bestial, will not be raised again if it submits to death. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body." That's the story. That's the drama. That's what's at stake for you and for me. And the little defects of character that we cherish that will kill us if they have their own way, that are whispering to you and me all through this day. Are you entirely ready for God to remove your defects of character? Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you can pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.